Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast, all the stuff we did not get to during the course of the show today. And I'm not exactly sure who is messing up our algorithm on TikTok because we share a TikTok at work. And I'm getting so many preaching things now from Transformation Church. I know I watched
That's
one of them
because
it was a big Easter thing that looked like a Beyonce concert.
When you do that, It pays attention to how long you watch it.
I watch all of it.
And then it's going to give you more of it.
Is it me? Are you sure you haven't been watching
it? It's me. I'm the problem, it's me.
Maybe it's me. But then Gavin brought up one too, because like the pastor of this church, I'd watched another TikTok. The pastor of this church was talking about LGBTQ stuff, and there was somebody else kind of picking his argument or his sermon apart. And Gavin, you saw this as well, right?
Yeah, just that he was basically saying that had he been with God in the beginning.
Right.
Weird place to put yourself. But it was like God decided that there were only going to be two genders, male and female. And if I had been there, I might have said, hey, why don't we take into consideration anyone who wants to be in the middle? And,
right. You
know, I think there could have been option A, B, C, D, E, like any of those types of things. But that God made his decision. Like it just...
Yeah. I get where he's coming from on this. I really do, where he is a pastor of a seeker church, because it really is kind of geared towards that. And so what he's trying to do is not alienate people while he's still trying to talk about truth. And so I watched somebody kind of pick his sermon apart, and then the guy was like, well, what you're basically doing is you're putting all the blame on God while making yourself the good guy. You're making God the bad guy for doing this rule. And you're saying, I wouldn't follow this rule, but I have to because God said it. And, you know, so don't hate me, hate God kind of thing. And I get that. I get that side of the argument. That side of the argument carries a little bit of weight. But I also know as somebody who deals with people who are trying to understand faith for the first time, and it's very confusing, and you're trying to not be off-putting, but you're still trying to put forth truth. I get what he's saying. It's like, look, he is saying God put two genders out there. Here you go, one and two. And he's like, if I was going to design it, maybe I would design it differently, but that's not truth. God designed truth. What he needed to do was come back, and maybe he did later in the sermon, is underscore that truth is truth and God's truth is all of our truth, you know, and support that versus sidestepping. Because I know I've talked about this in the past where I've said things like when somebody isn't a believer, you know, and they've gone their whole life and they're not a believer, like my hope is that God reveals himself to somebody in those last final minutes before they die and they get one final chance. I have zero biblical support for that. It's just my wish. I wish that that was the case because God is always trying to get to us. So in that last final moment when time slows down and you know, if you've ever had like a near-death experience or just a car accident, you had 37 thoughts before that split second happened. Mm-hmm. And my hope is that in those moments, God is still seeking us and still trying to get to us, and somebody can make that decision. That's me trying to make it palatable, the idea of heaven and hell and death.
I think that there is like biblical backing for like last minute faith decisions, though. If you take the thief on the cross that said, you know, he's on that cross literally dying, and he looks at Jesus and said, you know, forgive me. I'll see you here in a few seconds, bud.
100% get that. And I agree with that. You know, there are people that debate that too, but I believe in that.
I think what Wally is saying though, like if you can't choose the way you pass, and if it's a fast.
Right.
Oh, gotcha.
That one was a slow one for that
guy.
Right.
That guy had time to process.
You're talking about
fast
like
one,
that.
Like
okay,
a car
gotcha.
Accident, and all of a sudden,
boom,
does time slow down?
Like millisecond
and kind of,
thoughts. Yeah.
Exactly. And I don't know. But again, that's me trying, because I think the idea of hell is horrible for people. And so for me wanting to somehow believe or hope that there's that one last chance for people, I could see putting that out there. But then I'm basically saying I don't like God's plan. It's not fair. And this is the way I would do it. So I've, in essence, done that same thing. And so I understand where he's coming from. But that's not really the right thing to do either. I mean, you have to truth is truth, and you have to speak truth in love. And one of the most unloving things you can do is not be truthful with people. You know, it might hurt in the moment. You know, like look at all the kids on American Idol where they used to focus on all the bad singers. Their parents weren't honest with them, and they put them up and they put themselves out there to just get flamed and rejected and hurt because somebody wasn't truthful with them and said, look, this is not your gifting. You know, you don't need to be doing this. Let's do something else. Mm-hmm. Like that would have been the kindest thing. It's a hard conversation, but it's the kindest thing to do, you know? So anyway, I just thought that was a super interesting thing that's coming up in my I watched that and now I got a thing somebody's like doing a thing about Joel Osteen and his past or what. I'm like, what in the world? Like our whole TikTok, I'm sorry, Rock, I'm gonna apologize in advance. I think it's gonna be less cute cats and more preacher scandals.
Boo.
Yeah. All right, what do you guys got?
This is all Gavin.
All Gavin today?
Okay.
This is the Gavcast.
I forgot that I had this. A good thing I had the list over here. We were doing the earlier we had listed off stereotypes about certain states, and I had you guys try and attach that stereotype to that state. And so I've got a few more pulled over here.
Okay. We did pretty well.
You did.
First round.
I think that you got like 100%.
First one. I missed the first one because I think Betty got it though. I missed it, but between the two of us,
the Arkansas one,
the Arkansas one.
Because there was
the
hint of Walmart being in there, which I got to tell you, that area where Bentonville, Arkansas, where Walmart's headquartered, that's actually really nice. It's kind of toothy.
What were you expecting?
I was expecting less toothy.
Less toothy.
It's rude.
Okay, let's go. Bible thumping rednecks.
That could be a lot of places in the South. Georgia.
Okay, no.
Bible thumping. Oklahoma?
No. Missouri? No.
Just go in that southern region.
It is
along
in
the coast.
Summer. Like
Alabama.
Oh. Yes.
Oh,
Alabama
got
redneck thumping. They also got college football has overtaken these poor souls' lives.
Oh, yeah.
That's all they have down there. It's made up of wild frontiersmen.
Wild frontiersmen.
Oh, Colorado. Virginia.
No.
Ah.
Think of an unattached state.
Oh, wait.
Hawaii?
Alaska. Wait.
It's Alaska.
Right. Oh, it's attached. Oh, it's not attached to us.
It's not attached
to us. No, it's attached to Canada. It's attached to Hawaii.
Wow.
When he said unattached, that makes me think island like Hawaii, which I'm like, that can't be it.
Yeah, that was funny.
He should have said unattached to us.
Yeah.
Unattached to the mainland.
Yeah, of the United States, not to North America. See, I'm not dumb.
Oh, word.
Yeah, you know when you say you're not dumb?
If you have to say it.
Yeah, it's kind of like when you say you're not a racist, you sound more racist. And when you say, I'm not dumb, you're like, oh, he's dumb.
All right. Southern Bells and Rappers.
Oh, Georgia.
Yep.
Yeah.
For Atlanta.
Really?
Okay. Atlanta,
I wouldn't have gotten that one.
When I worked in Atlanta in Atlanta radio, the urban stations or whatever you want to call them, black stations, hip hop stations and stuff like that, had huge ratings, mm-hmm. And so there's a big culture there. And Tyler Perry actually did his film studio in Atlanta too.
Well, I think that what was the group 116, the Christian rap group.
Oh, I don't know them.
Oh, back in the day it was like Trip Lee, Lecrae, Tadashi.
Oh, really?
Like,
that was
they
a group. Okay.
Formed, I think 116 or 116 Click.
Yeah.
I think is what it was called. I think they were based in Atlanta.
I used to watch that TV show, The Rap Game, with Jermaine Dupri, and it was him discovering like the next like teenage rapper.
Ooh.
I watched 3 seasons of that and loved every season of it. Yeah, it was pretty dope. Like, but that's just me.
It's pretty dope.
Yeah, it's pretty dope. It was fire.
Rap is cool.
It was fire.
Okay. Overly kind people with funny accents, basically Canadians.
Oh, it's got to be up north then.
Oh, don't you know?
Don't you know?
Minnesota?
Yep.
Oh,
hey!
Minnesota.
Good job.
All right. Mostly just grizzly bears.
Oh, Washington. No. No, wait.
California?
Well, Alaska has a ton of grizzlies.
They do, but we've already done Alaska.
I know. Oregon?
Nope. Kind of another just like a place that a lot of people would go to be off-grid.
Wyoming? Oh, nope. We've covered Wyoming.
It's like still another state that not a ton of people live in.
Montana.
Montana is correct.
Yes. Mm. My brother-in-law wants to buy a ranch in Montana now.
It seems like a cool idea.
Yeah, he went there. Like he's like super wealthy and goes to like these retreats and stuff for work. He's in finance. And then he and his buddies, they found this one ranch there and started going like every year. And he loves it. And he's like, oh yeah, I want to buy a place out here. And I'm like, do it.
Yeah, do it.
Like the next best thing to owning a ranch is having someone else that exactly. owns it that you mm-hmm. can use.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll finish off with this one. This is wannabe Southerners.
Wannabe Southerners.
Oh, and Nashville.
No. I know that you as a true Southerner like would say that. This is a I've been to the state a lot and I feel like they are one of those states.
North Carolina.
No. This state I feel like doesn't know exactly what it is.
Missouri.
No. That's not a bad one.
Though. Ohio?
Nope. It's a Midwest state. Not the answer is not a Midwest state.
Right. Oklahoma?
It is Oklahoma.
What? Oh.
Because they're yeah. so, you know, they're close to Texas. They're just right. above Texas, but they're not Texas. They're not Southerners like mm-hmm. that, and they're not mm-hmm. Midwesterners like the Nebraskans and the Wyomings mm-hmm. and the mm-hmm. Illinois. They're kind of just random.
It is funny how Florida doesn't get lumped into Southerners, but it's the most Southern state that we
it
have
is.
In the Union.
I think, though, a lot of people
can we still
move
say the Union?
There.
I don't even remember.
A lot of people from around the country move to Florida. And so I think that's the problem, is that they bring their northern ways.
Yes. A lot of people from New York move to Boca, especially. Like I grew up down there, and so it is a melting pot. When I was there, again, it was a lot of people. Like you said, it's very transient. If you look in the Orlando area, it's very transient. And people would, when I would tell them I was from Florida, they would like, what? You're from Florida? That's amazing. You must love it here. I'm like, no, it's hot. Like 9 months out of the year.
Yeah, muggy.
And sweaty. And just, you get off a plane and when you visit and your eyeglasses like fog mm-hmm. back up. And then like my daughter's living down there and my wife is like, yeah, I think we need to be closer to her. Like, oh. I'm going to end up back in Florida.
Well, you're going to be like with all the retirees. That's what
they
do.
I will. I'll end up back in Florida.
Go to one of those 55 and up, condominium type things.
I've looked at a couple of them.
I believe it.
Yeah. I'm like, well, we could get a place and stay longer down there, but maybe still live in, like get a cheap place down there and we could still like snowbird. Like, because I love Tennessee, man. I really do. I love it here. The change in weather, especially in the winter. I would probably do it opposite. Like I would do summer in Florida for sports and water sports because I love that. Mm-hmm. But I love winter up here. You know, like Christmas never felt like Christmas as a kid growing up in Florida because you'd watch all these Christmas movies and everyone's got snow and you're like, it's 78 outside today.
That's so sad.
Yeah. I mean, it's great. Like I grew up surfing. So, oh, I got a new surfboard or a wetsuit. I can go surf, you know, because it wasn't cold. But it's still just, it never felt like Christmas.
Yeah. We lived in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, for about 2 years. And I think that one of those Christmases, it actually snowed and it was unheard of because it's so far down at the bottom that you usually don't get. It'd be like Florida getting snow.
It snowed in Florida a couple times in like the last 100 years. I remember one time when I was there, they're like, it's snowing in Florida. And it was like it looked like somebody was standing above you with dandruff. Like that was about it. Like it did.
A little dusting.
It didn't even stick. Nothing stuck. It was just, you saw the flurries in the air and then that they were just gone. Yeah. They would evaporate before they hit the ground.
Right.
But we closed school.
That's a win.
That is true. Like I've had friends that are from way up north, and when they come here and they see what we close our schools for, they're like, "Are you kidding me?"
Oh, we are ridiculous in Tennessee.
We close
it's
for
like,
rain.
Yeah, we close for rain. We close for mild humidity. We close for
if it's too hot.
Yes, it's a smidge hot.
If it's too cold.
Like they just shut schools
down.
Well,
I've had friends of mine who are teachers explain to me that there are already weather days.
Built in.
And so if they're getting down to where they know they're not going to use them all, they'll just make excuses to use them.
Yeah, use them.
But that was never like that when I was a kid.
No.
Like that, I sound old now, but it's so true. Like we just didn't close for anything.
Right.
And I think, though, that a lot of parents are more rigid about like suing and things like that. And if you get a kid on a bus and there's slippery roads, it's like you could have a lawsuit on your hands.
Yeah, back when I was a kid, it's like, hey, well, it was, you know, you should have tucked and rolled, you know, like that's your fault that you got ejected from the bus and didn't know how to land. Different era. I remember talking to my brother-in-law who lived in France, and we were walking, we visited them, and we were going up the Eiffel Tower, and it's really tight. And I mean, it's the whole thing's made out of just steel. And there's this one thing you go under, and your head, and I'm what, 5'6" and a half?
No, 5'6".
5'6" and 3/4. No. And so,
something.
And an eighth. And so I like have to like watch my head to go through this. I'm like, man, I bet people just clobber their heads on this kind of stuff all the time and sue. And he's like, no, that's not how it works in France. France looks at it as like, the Eiffel Tower was here before you. You mind your head.
Yes.
You
know, and they, personal responsibility.
Exactly. They they definitely have a little bit more of that in other countries than we do. Africa, places I've been in Africa, like some of the safety things that we would like OSHA, like work stuff or whatever, they're like, nah, not so much. It's a nice suggestion, but no. and so it's a different world outside of this country for sure. Lady Rock, do you got any birthdays for us?
I do. I have one. This person celebrated a birthday yesterday. We didn't get to it, though.
Oh, yeah, that was our fault.
Yeah.
I cut it. Well, we had gone so long.
Yeah. CJ wanted to give a birthday shout out to his mom, Bobby. Happy birthday, Bobby. Said Bobby is 11. Loving mother, wife, and lover of all things crafting and Bible journaling stuff.
Oh, sounds like awesome. My mom.
Mm-hmm. A question. Let's see. Okay. Melissa wants to know, Jesus is on the show and he's playing two games. One of them you usually play on the show. Another, a new game.
What?
So let's start with the games that we always play. What would you play? What game would you play with him? I know what I would do.
Okay, let's start with you.
Whole lot of history.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to know what is he Googling?
Yeah. And why is he Googling? You should know it all.
Yeah.
That's funny. I would like to do Snap Judgment because I'd love to hear what songs he doesn't like.
You play some of the worst of the worst.
Oh, no, you just play like Casting Crowns and he goes, oh. Guys, really? Another 5-minute song? Please, stop it.
We're not playing any of these in heaven.
Yeah, I'm even tired of hearing about me, you know?
Would there be a new game that you would try to come up with for him?
That's a really good question. Tell me Betty's Darkest Secret. That is it.
No!
That would be such a good game.
No!
And then he could give me a fake one and then a real one and then we try to guess.
No!
And he knows because then, like, when you say no, he goes, Betty.
No!
Yes, I love that
I
game.
I would like to play a game with him where I tell him jokes that you think, Wally, are funny.
Oh, no.
And see if he laughs at them as well. And I'm going to bet about 99.9% of the time, he would not.
I think he might surprise you. I think he might go, I'm a big fan of sarcasm, irony, and something that is just really wrong. so wrong that it only could be a joke. Like, so, yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I don't like that.
I don't think so either, actually. I don't want to play that game.
Well, I don't want to play the game you said.
No, that game's great.
No, that's a terrible idea.
Well, all right, let's end this bad boy here, and let's let everybody get on with your day. It is the aftercast, and thanks for being a potty.
Got a little lost.
I did get a little lost at the end.